Hey. Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that comes way too early into the feast. The radio show that champions the local comic book shop. And we're podcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. And I am messing this whole thing up.
It's okay. It's great. I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College. And, you know, just like Christmas, we came a little too early this year.
We did. Yeah, we did. You know what's not coming early?
What's that?
Spring.
Yeah, it really isn't. Really isn't.
Spring should come a lot earlier.
A lot of snow out there. A lot of white stuff.
And it's cold.
I know. Cold.
Anyway, I am Walter Dorelia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor. I apologize for the, you know what? Today we're recording in front of a live studio audience.
We are.
And I'm a little nervous.
I know. It's okay, though. That's okay.
Sorry.
You know what? You look good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like the shirt you decided to wear.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're wearing a shirt. All right. Listen, we also have our regular producer here, Shecky Feldstein, to my left. Shecky, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. You guys just par for the course, stumbling your way through the intros.
Stumbling. Stumble bumps.
I might have been laughing as much as our studio audience for the whole thing, though, to tell you the truth. It's pretty hilarious.
We are honestly recording in front of a studio audience.
We are.
Today.
And you know what? If you do hear some laughter coming or, you know, crying.
Or booing. Screaming. That, yeah. Yelling.
Somebody yelling. Yeah.
Cans being thrown at our heads.
If you hear anything besides...
Is the sound of a tomato hitting us like a distinctive sound?
Probably. I'm more thinking about the sound of a door closing as they're leaving.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
I hear you.
We are here to talk about comic books.
Yeah, let's
and,
get down to business.
Let's talk about comic business. Shecky, do we have a sponsor for this week's New This Week?
You know we do, Chris. New This Week brought to you by the Bitterman Society, who promises that if you apply, it is likely you will receive a demeaning rejection letter and charge for shipping.
Oh, probably. You know what? John Bitterman, you know, he listens to our show. I don't know why he listens to our show every week, because all we do is get a myriad of emails from him all the time.
A myriad.
Saying about how awful our show is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he even guilted me into giving him free airtime with that promotional little advertisement for himself.
How many people are in the John Bitterman Society anyways?
There's Sean.
There's Sean. Sean? Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's just one?
And then there's Bitterman. that makes one. No, God bless John Bitterman, because if John wasn't Bitterman, who would be?
Yeah, really, it's so true. And we all need a place.
Yes, we all.
We
do.
All need a place.
We all do. And the fact that it makes me feel good. It makes me feel complete in a way.
Yeah,
knowing that he completes you.
He's like your Jerry Maguire.
That I'm entertaining him.
All right,
but John knows, and I've met John before. Hell of a nice guy.
You think so?
And he knows, to your face. You know what? He knows. At the end of the day, he knows that we're here to champion the local comic book show.
Right. That is true.
We're broadcasting at 93.3.
And you know what? I did. You know what? The one
CFMU.
Are you done?
McMaster Radio.
He's trying to make up for the last time, for spilling McPants over here.
You know, the one time he did say something nice to me, John Bitterman actually said that on one of our shows around Christmas time, we recommended a book.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody bought one of his kids one of these books that we recommended, and apparently it was right.
Wow.
I know.
But you see, though.
It was a home run.
You see, though. We're in the right field for that, because comic books deliver.
They do.
We champion comic books. We champion comic books at the local comic book shop.
We really do.
And we encourage everybody to go in and buy anything.
Yes, anything.
And they'll love it.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? That's a bitter bubble, as I like to call it.
The old bitter bubble.
Because it's going to pop, and he's just going to let the floodgates open with the negativity.
You know what? We got to be careful.
You know what's a better word? The bitter zit.
Bitter zit. Ooh.
Bitter zit.
You don't want to pop the bitter zit.
I don't know. I kind of like bitter bubble.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Wow. I can't believe you sided with me for once.
I know, it's, all right.
Are we ever going to get to a show?
By the way, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, show?
Yeah, comics? Sure. Okay. Listen, I've randomly pulled a number of books here.
Randomly.
Yeah. From which are coming out on the newsstand today. Bitch Planet.
Number three.
This is making, you know what? People are loving this book, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it's a planet full of...
bitches.
prison bitches, really, is what it comes down to. And this one happens to focus all entirely on one character. I don't want to talk about it or anything like that too
Please
much.
Don't.
No. But it's the bold, the beautiful, and the bad. And she has a tattoo that says "Born Big" on herself.
BBB. Bitch Planet number 3, available at your local comic book shop.
And that's by Image Comics.
Okay, can I finish?
I forgot to put that in.
Okay, available at your local comic book shop today.
So bitter. Maybe you should make your own society. Listen, we got from Dark Horse. Do you know? Now, here's a comic that was around a long time ago, and it's the creator is very near and dear to all of our hearts for those of us who read Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
You know, the Mad Marginals, Sergio Aragonés. He is still doing his Gru comic. We are number 2 here, and this is by Dark Horse. And this is Gru Friends and Foes. And this one's all about Granny Gru.
Granny Gru.
Say that more than once, fast.
Granny Gru.
Yeah.
Friends and
more
foes.
Than once.
More than once.
Yeah. Number 2, available at your local comic book shop today.
Yeah. All right. And let's talk a little bit about Marvel here for a second. We got Marvel Agent of Asgard. Marvel Loki Agent of Asgard, number 11.
Hey, I like the green Loki. It's a cool cover.
Yep.
Simplistic yet intricate. Yet complicated.
Oh, boy.
Yet simplistic.
Yet simplistic.
Yeah.
Yet
Loki, Agent of Asgard, number 11.
I like
available.
It.
Who better to talk about a simple cover than Walt?
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's very true. Very true.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next up, I got to talk about this. I love the cover.
Talk about it, Chris.
This is Silver Surfer, number 9, and it has
Number nine. Okay, Yoko.
Thanks, Yoko.
All right.
Silver Surfer number 9.
Number 9.
By Dan Slott and the All Reds. I like this one because Galactus is trying to crush Silver Surfer in his tiny little, or in his giant hands.
Giant hand.
Tiny little giant hands.
Well, the comic is tiny, but his hands are giant on the comic.
Well,
can I get to my part?
Sorry.
This is Silver Surfer number 9.
Number 9.
At your local comic book shop today.
Moon Kidnigget, Moon Knight number 12 by Brian Wood and Greg Smallwood. It's a good looking book. I really have not much to say about it.
Is that because there's not much to say about the cover?
Really,
that cover seems simple again.
Book.
This is the theme of simple covers this week, I think.
What's the word used in art? Minimalistic.
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 Yeah.
Moon Knight number 12. Available at your local comic book shop today.
Now,
keep them coming,
now,
Chris.
Now,
keep
Walt,
them coming.
I know you're not a huge Star Trek fan.
No, not at all.
That's good because Doctor Who by BBC, we have Doctor Who number 7 here.
Oh,
beautiful. Oh, it's a curveball because he is a Doctor Who fan.
I know. Yeah. See what I was doing there?
He didn't like Chewbacca, but he likes Doctor What's His Name.
Chewbacca's my favorite guy from Star Trek.
Yeah, how does he sound?
I think I got it down pat.
I think, you got to take that on the road.
That might be the sea otter's mating call.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor Who number 7, available at your local comic book shop today.
All right. By the way, I apologize if I have a little bit of a cough and getting
a little
over cold.
A little cold in the chest.
A little chest.
A little cold
in the chest. Yeah. Okay. Now the last three are basically. Kind of going to lump them together because it's still part of the Harley Quinn cover DC thing going on.
Hey, Chris, still happening.
What's up with that?
What do you mean?
Why is that still happening?
Promoting Harley Quinn.
So is it the whole month?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay,
over all the covers. So we've got Justice League number 39, and it looks like she's basically, you know, Harley Quinn is kind of like, you know, I don't know how to describe this.
It's
like a box of characters, box of Justice League superheroes, and they're all sort of spilling out.
What's
spilling out?
The superheroes.
Oh, okay.
It kind of looks like, I think it's meant to be one of those, you know, wind-up toys. Yeah, like a Jack in the Box type thing, yeah.
Harley in the Box?
Yeah, or superheroes in the box.
Oh, okay.
Well,
something's in a box.
Something's in a box.
Yeah.
Justice League number 39.
Lots of boxes going on.
Is available at your local comic book shop today.
All right, and Batman and Robin number 39. I like this one. It's a really classic cover of Harley Quinn, and she's got Robin and Batman as if they're Harlequin puppets.
Yeah, I see that. I like that a lot.
That's a fun play on words right there.
Yeah, yeah, see what I did
hey,
there?
Batman and Robin 39 is also available at your local comic shop. Check that out.
Although I also like this Batgirl cover number 39.
You know,
39.
I actually like this one. Of all of your Harley Quinns,
this, is a good
Quinns,
one.
This one's the best one.
I saved this
I
one
like
for last.
One.
I like... Pardon me, getting a little verklempt here. I saved this one for last. This is because, you know, selfies and cell phone photos are all the rage. So we've got Batgirl taking a photo of Harley Quinn being arrested.
Batgirl
and,
taking
but
what?
On her iPhone,
on her iPhone
or whatever,
kind of
like
yeah,
a smartphone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of playing the old with the new.
Yeah,
and it,
yeah,
it,
I like
it. Just kind of looks kind of trendy and kind of cool.
Hey, Batman, no, Batgirl number 39, along with what?
About 10,000.
10,000 other releases are available at your local comic book shop today. So we encourage you, the listener, to head in to your local comic book shop and check out the new this week.
All right. Listen, I think it's about time to
about time to have Walt interject aggressively is what it is.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm still in this mindset.
Yeah,
mind
it's all new.
Yeah,
it's all new.
It's all new.
It's all new.
No, it's all in the Chris show. Mind
yeah,
no.
Pretty
so
much.
Now
it's all about me.
Yeah,
me.
Now we're throwing it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm doing the new feature that we do on you this week,
right.
The investment comic book of the week. So this is where we encourage the listener to head in to a certain local Hamilton comic book shop and load up on a certain issue, which I recommend.
Yeah. Right.
So
because
England,
I am a guru of investing in comics.
England fans, Norwegian fans, fly on in to your Hamilton,
absolutely.
Ontario
oh,
local comic book shop. Yeah.
And, didn't I tell you to pull this one, to talk about this one?
Who?
Didn't I tell you to talk about this
absolutely
one?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So you're imagining things.
Yeah, it must have been.
I'm going to pick this week for you to go out in and invest on Silk number one. Because Chris told me that Silk number one is a really good pick.
I just
and that's
said,
all I got, really.
All I said was it's already going into a second printing.
It's already going into a second printing.
It's sold out you know, from the distributor.
Yeah.
So,
and it's all part of this Spider-Verse thing that's really happened with the Spider-Gwen
which
and all
that
kind
of stuff. Which,
you know
what, probably in a couple months isn't going to matter anyways.
No. You know what? It's got a couple things going for it, which I'm going to... I think it's a bit of a sleeper. And the fact that you said that it's going to...
Second printing already
shows that maybe the shops missed it a little bit.
Well, and you know what? Sorry. I know you want to...
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on.
Take it over.
This was one of these comics that there was a lot of different covers and a lot of specialty shops ordered special covers for it.
Uh-huh.
For example, there's an Adam Hughes cover. There's a Frank Cho cover, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a special book.
Are you done?
Whew, I think so. more ways than one.
Yeah.
Silk number one. Maybe a book that you can maybe speculate a little bit on. So head into your local comic book shop, pick up two or three, put them in a plastic bag with a board, and then just tuck them away somewhere and hope for the best.
So basically he's saying bet the farm on a comic that may be a good idea or not.
But,
yeah.
Okay,
keeping in mind, Walt is the best advising guru
of the Hamilton area.
Aged kindling.
Kindling. Yeah. All right, listen. It's time for a musical interlude. Let's hit up our...
As usual, once we're done listening to Walt, everything's out of control.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Scootaloo.
I don't know why, but that song makes me want to open up a bottle of scotch.
I think so. I think that's a good idea. Yeah. We should do that on the air one day.
No. All right. We will not cross that line, Chris. Okay. Not on this show. You know, not on my watch.
Sorry. Okay. Fine. Can we at least have a, I don't know.
Root beer.
Root beer.
That's where
there
we
you
draw
go.
The line.
Okay. Soda pop.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. We're not even allowed drinks.
Here's the thing.
We're not even allowed drinks in the studio.
No, we're
so
not.
You know what? It's kind of pointless.
All right. Chris, we're at this part of the show when we have like an awkward silent pause like we just did. Where do we go from here?
Okay, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start talking about industry news, but before we do that, we will have a sponsor for industry news.
Good.
To kind of segue us in. Ease us on in. Mm. Speaking of easing on in, industry news is brought to you by Bitch Planet Hard Time One Shot. The story of two girls, one cell.
Oh, yeah. You would buy that, wouldn't you, Walt?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Two girls, one cell?
Oh, I've seen that video.
No. Two girls, one cell.
Oh, one cell. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. One cell.
Okay. Yeah. I would buy that. Yeah.
It's a comic book. Alrighty. Not a video. All right. Okay, listen, we need to talk about industry news. So now, Walt, you saw Guardians of the Galaxy, right? I know. Unbelievably. You saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
I loved it.
Somehow.
Yeah. Somehow. Well, it turns out, not only did you like it, but a lot of other people liked it too. So much so that Twitter has reported via Marvel Entertainment that there's going to be an announcement about the Guardians of the Galaxy animated series later this week.
Right.
So it looks like Marvel is really going guns a-blazing with all kinds of different movies and TV shows and all kinds of things going on. And so this is part of the Marvel Universe programming block on Disney XD.
So they announced, just to get this right, for the whole multimedia universe that is Disney's Marvel sort of campaign, they announced like 5 years worth of major blockbuster films and industry, I guess, TV series, whatever. You know, they had their two S.H.I.E.L.D. shows and everything. And yet they keep announcing and keep dropping even more programming, like as the months go by.
Oh, yeah,
it is a giant machine.
Yeah. Like most of the stuff, like 5 years from now, hasn't even come close to production or pre-production.
No.
And yet they keep dropping more and more on top.
Yeah.
Wow. They're dropping.
Dropping.
Yeah. Drop the needle.
Drop the needle on the record.
So here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
This is my take on what's the movie called again?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Right. Here's my thing on Guardians.
You have seen
of the
it, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one with the duck, right?
Yeah. It actually is the one with the duck. Good call.
So here's the thing about
here's the thing
about putting this on a Disney TV station.
Okay.
TV show.
No ducks are allowed on.
No. Listen, I saw the movie. It was good.
Okay.
It wasn't great. It was good.
Some people would argue.
Okay. Don't yell at me.
Okay, I'll try not to. I guarantee I'll yell at you.
Okay. How do I say this? You know, Captain America.
Yes.
You know, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
You know, help me out here.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
No,
the Hulk's wrong.
Thor.
He's wrong. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about then.
But my point is that Rocket Raccoon kid.
Yeah.
The little guy.
Yeah.
Little one.
Yeah. I like think, that Rocket Raccoon kid.
The hairy
I think
one.
What I'm trying to say is I think we got to skew him.
Okay.
Toward TV younger audience. No, I know you're going to yell. I know you're going to yell.
Hold on a second here.
Can I finish?
Sorry. Am I allowed to finish? Sorry, please. Go ahead.
So because he's a character that he's a little raccoon.
Yes.
And that he's like feisty little raccoon, basically, is what he is.
Okay,
he's
a
pissed off little raccoon.
Is he a raccoon?
Right? He's a raccoon.
I can't quite tell.
Yeah. I don't know if it – like if they're going to go for that kind of serious, you know – like with Captain America, that kind of boring kind of thing.
Yeah.
The little raccoon doesn't belong.
Okay, so
I don't think they're doing that with the raccoon.
Beep, 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 beep.
Let's back
beep.
It up here a minute, okay? First of all, I don't know anywhere where I said, when I said this was going to be an animated series, I don't recall saying anything about this being a serious animated series. It's from Disney.
But that's my point.
Okay.
Don't you understand my point?
Clearly, I don't.
No, I don't. Yeah, no.
Like, They're steering him towards an animated series.
Yes. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's where he belongs.
Oh.
That's my point.
Wait.
So basically you're agreeing with this TV series.
Is that what this is all about?
Hey, guys, have you ever seen that? I don't forget what the movie is.
It's, hold on. Well, let's just check.
It's one of those locker room scenes. It's a football movie or one of them.
The Longest Yard.
One of them
that was a good
sporting
movie.
Films. For the guys. And then the coach comes in at like halftime or, you know, at the third period or the third inning, something. And he's got like the score sheet and it's like the play sheet.
Third inning at the
halftime.
And
he's all with the marker on the thing and he's zigging and zagging. And then all it looks like is a big spiral graph. Don't you guys understand? I feel like that's what you just tried to display right there. It's a whole bunch of zigs and zags. And then everyone's like, huh?
No, all I was trying to say.
You zigged when you should have zagged.
I zigged when I should have zagged. All I was trying to say is that Marble has a kind of dilemma.
It's a long bit.
And they have a kind of – did I say they have a dilemma? Yeah. They have a dilemma with these kind of characters.
We've got other news items to get through here,
You know what? What's that DC series for Vertigo with the fairy tales?
Books of Magic?
No.
Fairy tales.
Fairy tales with Cinderella.
Oh, you're talking about
Fables.
Snow White.
Fables.
Thank you.
How did I even get that?
Okay, thank you. What did they do with Fables?
They
sent all the non-human type things to the farm.
Right.
I'm having a sense. I'm having a sense that Marvel might have an issue with their universe and what to do with the non-human type characters.
Right. But more importantly, what it sounds like to me is you actually read a graphic novel. actually read Fables.
You know what,
I read the first issue.
Which is more frightening than him just having an opinion on something.
I think we should talk about that.
Listen. You know what the main part...
Hey,
you know,
Walter, lie on your couch. Tell me about your mother.
Well, you know, the most important part about this bit
is that
I proved my point.
You did. You know what? Walt? You're absolutely right. Disney should make a cartoon version of Guardians of the Galaxy. You're absolutely right.
Is that what the point was?
Let's move on. I'm ready to move on.
Okay, good. Right. Listen, we got to talk about Lego. Let's talk about Lego, baby. Okay, listen. Lego, obviously everybody loves Lego. Everybody is you know, they've got Lego lands and Lego mobiles and all kinds of Lego stuff going on in the world. What?
You got a Lego.
Lego my ego. The Lego Helicarrier is finally coming out. I know you've demanded it. The Lego Helicarrier is coming out from the Marvel Universe.
What is the Lego Helicarrier?
Okay, so the Helicarrier is from S.H.I.E.L.D. So the S.H.I.E.L.D. Helicarrier, it was seen for the first time in the Avengers movie, and that's the one.
Wait a minute, that's that big like aircraft carrier thing that floats.
Exactly.
Ah,
it's like an aircraft.
Now we're getting somewhere, there, Shecky. Now we're getting somewhere. I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't hide that stuff from us.
Man, well, you have become.
Okay,
yeah.
so this thing. This thing in the sky. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, they're making a Lego Helicarrier, and it is like going to be one of the biggest sets they've ever made.
Will it have, Chris, if I can interject?
Yes.
Will it have one of those things where the stand, where they have that clear stick? Holds it up.
I think so.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. And will it be kind of comparable to the Death Star?
Okay. No. Not even a Lego thing. Yes.
Or the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. You don't need to mention
the fastest ship
there is.
What run?
Okay.
What run did it be?
You don't need to.
The 12 parsecs.
The 12 parsec run in 10 parsecs.
So killing it.
No, did the kettle run?
Yeah, the kettle run.
Wait, kettle one?
Yeah.
Hey, talk about smooth.
I like keto
right,
vodka.
There you go.
Listen,
so
you're all wrong, and you're all ruining this.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're making it better.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
The Lego Helicarrier. It has almost 3,000 pieces.
That's a lot of pieces.
Wow, that's more pieces than you'll ever see.
That's a lot of pieces.
Woo!
Listen,
touche.
Listen, this is going to have – it's so big yet so small.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Of course it is. But size doesn't matter with these things.
No, not with Lego.
Not with Lego.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have – it's designed so that it was almost too big. It was almost too big.
Yeah.
So they had to scale it back.
Yeah. It was unsightly.
Instead of having regular minifigures, they're going to have micro figures.
Whoa.
So that they can actually have little jets and things like that flying on top
Do you need a microscope or some sort of magnifying glass to put this together?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. All right.
So it's going to come with Nick Fury, Black Widow, Captain America, Hawkeye, and Maria Hill.
Who's Maria Hill?
Yeah, you know, do you know anything about Avengers?
Yeah, she's a musician from the period. She's a singer.
She is Nick Fury's right-hand girl.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Yeah, Nick has to have a right-hand
absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
So that's also known as
does she have a left-hand girl, too?
Because then when someone asks them, you know, hey, are you busy Thursday night? No, my hands are full.
No, wait, Chris. No, I'm ambidextrous.
Okay.
Certainly.
All right, you know what?
Okay, where were we?
Okay, we're going to talk about...
Lego.
No, we're done with Lego.
Oh, we're done with
Lego. We're done with Lego. Okay. 3,000 pieces coming to your somewhere in May or March or something. I don't know what it is anymore. All right, listen.
Oh, that went well.
Oh, boy. That went well.
That was a good bit.
Good. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I need to cleanse after that. Okay. Last week we talked about Power Girl.
We certainly did.
Okay, we talked about how they're making Power Girl African-American.
Yeah.
And we talked about all this kind of stuff.
I feel like all the we's are replaced with you's, Chris.
No, we all talked about it. We
all listened.
No, we all talked about it. Walt talked about it.
All right. Yeah. I did. I remember. Vaguely.
So... Now, it seems like even though they're trying to make a new Power Girl, a more African-American Power Girl, it seems like they can't make up their mind. Because now all of a sudden, the word has it that there's going to be a Power Girl Harley Quinn team-up book. So,
is it the African American Power Girl?
No, it's the old Power Girl, the blonde Power Girl,
the Norwegian Power Girl, the Scandinavian Power Girl.
Yeah. The blonde, blue eyed with the big biceps.
With the big biceps.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, okay, so here's the thing.
Now, does the African American Power Girl also have big biceps?
No.
No?
No. She's big thighs,
she's lean. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. She's more of a runner than a...
More of a runner,
than
a
tilter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, so... So here we go. It says here, a year after DC's Harley Quinn series first surprised the comics industry with its ginormous sales, the surprise hit title helped form the future of DC, blah, 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 blah. Included in the new titles for June are two additional projects for Harley Quinn writers Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. They're going to do a mini-series called Harley Quinn Power Girl, and then after that they're going to do a Starfire ongoing series. Now, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
It seems like Harley Quinn seems to be like, and I called this before, Harley Quinn's becoming the Deadpool of the DC universe.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. I'm sorry. Whoa. First of all, this whole Harley Quinn month thing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, enough. Right?
Because she's the hot character now.
But to be fair, Marvel did the same thing. They slapped Deadpool on top of like every cover for a month or something like that for their key titles.
Yeah, so, I don't like either one.
I'm just saying that they're both playing this marketing gimmick game.
Fair enough. I don't like it at all. But you're saying that Harley Quinn and what's her name?
Power Girl.
Power Girl.
You remember I'm so disappointed in you.
No, Power Girl. I remember Power Girl. Okay. I remember her first appearance.
Oh, yeah? When was it?
It was All-Star Comics number 58.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I think I have about 4 or 5 copies of that.
I remember her. So her and Harley
appearance.
Quinn, the blonde version of Power Girl, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Her and Harley
yes.
Quinn are in a team up. And is it like a miniseries?
I think it's like a 4-issue miniseries. Huh? And basically, it's going to feature a lot of female guest stars. It's going to have an all-female cast. And you know what's funny? So don't you agree? Do you remember in the early 90s where... You remember the 90s, don't you?
Sure do.
You weren't too coked out, were you?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So
Pepsi.
In the early...
He's a Pepsi guy. That's why I didn't like him.
In the early 90s, the whole femme fatale comic book thing was becoming a big thing. So
She
and Lady Death.
Lady Death.
And all those kind of things.
Vampirella.
And it seems like it's happening again.
Tracy Lords.
I love that comic.
Yeah, that was a good comic.
It seems like that's happening again. But with the mainstream characters and not the offshoot kind of characters, right? So it seems like it's okay for, you know, all the mainstream characters to, you know, be in all these DC characters or a Marvel
series.
Well,
we talked about this before, and we talked about this. I think this is important.
Okay.
Okay? We talked about this before. I think it's different from the 90s now. I think we've got traction on female characters of substance where it's the story and not the art. Right? Because before it was the art. Before it was the, look at her, she's in a bikini, she's showing tail and boob at the same time.
Right.
I don't know how they drew that, but that's showing it, right?
It's true, they do that.
It was brutal, right?
Yeah.
And now you're having, I just hope they don't blow it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope they don't tempt to the temptation of doing that with these female characters as opposed to building a female audience or building a male audience to good female stories. Female character stories, sorry. And that's what worries me about this, you know, this what's her name again, the one that's on the cover?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, thank you. It worries me about, you know, the over-exploitation of her and her outfit and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I agree totally with what you're saying. But the only thing I'm going to say about that is, has that happened to Deadpool or Wolverine or Batman or Spider-Man?
No.
Where they've been on a bazillion covers.
You're wrong.
Our ex-producer,
Anthony Falcone, would say, you are wrong.
I thought he was going to say my name for a second.
First of all, I didn't make
a
statement. I asked a question, so I don't know how he'd be wrong when I asked a question. But
what's
anyways,
question?
Go on.
What was the question?
No, I don't want to forget.
No, all those characters are male.
Right.
We have lived in a 75-year-old male-dominated readership.
Right.
Genre,
yes.
Is it genre or genre?
Whatever you want to call it,
Which is comic books.
Yes.
Okay. And now, in the last few years, we've been reading, we've been witnessing our rebirth in terms of, hey, you know, the female population, half the population that really wasn't into comic books as much as the male population.
Right.
Are starting to take notice.
Right.
Okay. And I don't want them to blow this with digressing.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I know what I want to say, but I don't know how to say it.
You don't want to have the mainstream comics over-sexualize and overdo all the female characters in an attempt to gain more popularity because they're female and not because they're good characters.
And they're good stories. Right.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I think we need a cleanse.
Yeah.
I think we need a Krantz cleanse or something like that.
Jackie, I think I've put that topic to bed.
Yeah, let's put it to bed.
Pretty soundly, pretty aggressively, might you say.
Yeah, did you got something
pretty
for us?
Empirically.
Empirically? Oh, I like the sound of that.
I love that piece. That, of course, was from The Dirty Dozen.
That was the love theme from Chewbacca and Itchy.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Yeah,
I honestly thought I had it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it sounded like when Ernest Borgnine was coming into camp.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it could have been that.
I think it was.
You know, I think they used the same song. They kind of chintzed. Lucas chintzed out.
They do that sometimes when the song is good, like it was right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes when they have too many love scenes with Chewie there.
Chewbacca,
you get the itchy.
Yeah, that is very true. Hey, so do you remember, though? You guys, you know, I know you won't remember because you're too young, Shecky, but you might remember.
You know what I remember, Chris? I remember when Rock was young.
I don't want to hear that. Anyways, do you remember in 1978, it could have been 79, I'm not entirely too sure, Star Wars was so popular that they did the Star Wars Holiday Special, in which they went to the planet of the Chewbaccas, the Wookiees.
Uh-huh.
And
Kashyyyk?
I don't know.
Kashyyyk?
What's that?
Kashyyyk?
Yes, Kashyyyk. That's right. They went to Kashyyyk.
How does Shecky know that stuff?
No, but here's the thing. Knows. I don't know who was the brainiac that decided to film a movie all with a bunch of Wookiees talking to each other. Because it was basically like...
Wait, low Walt.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it was a half an hour. Sorry, an hour and a half of that.
Was it?
Yeah,
yeah. What you don't know?
Well, with subtitles, right?
Subtitles. Yeah.
What you don't know? I was in that.
Were you?
No, I am.
Did you know that Chewbacca's grandfather or Chewbacca's father was named Lumpy?
In Lumpy?
That? Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah, it's not to throw that
His
out.
His mother
there.
Was Gumby. She's Listen. The most popular Chewbacca there was.
Anyways, let's talk about comics.
Okay, let's get the show back on the road. Hold on.
Do you have a sponsor for us there, Shecky?
Yeah, as we turn into a deeper, darker territory.
Yeah.
Who knows where we'll end up. But taking you there for a sponsor in industry news part two will be Guardians of the Fallacy, the new hit after-school superhero PDA preaching sexual awareness.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to, instead of doing... industry news. I'm going to cut us off here for a second.
Cut us off, Chris.
We're going to do. I have a quiz for you.
Oh,
I have a quiz for you.
Hold on. You're going to cut us off right now?
Yeah.
Is that part of the sexual awareness PDA?
That's right. Okay. So
this is like a stump the chump.
It kind of is, but okay. it's actually a top 10 that I got from. I think it was Newsarama.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't create this myself.
Okay, I don't read Newsarama, so it's a good.
So this is good. This is good. So this is the top ten best selling books of the 21st century so far, individual titles and individual issues. Okay, so what I want to know is so first of all, okay, so if you can think to yourself in the 21st century, so
21st
in the last
century.
In the last 15 years,
Rocket, Robin
Hood, what do you think is, like, if you could think of one particular comic book that sold lots and lots,
what
do you think?
And lots.
Like, so
lots
I want 10 of those. I want the top 10.
Crack check box.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think?
Star Wars number one.
Star Wars number, you know what? It's a great guess.
Yeah.
Star Wars number one is number one on my list.
Uh-huh.
And they sold 985,976 issues of that.
That's what I'm talking
about. Okay. Right. Now, or copies of that.
Yeah.
Now, what else you got for me there? You think you're a tough guy? Okay, tough
Star
guy.
Wars number one.
Yeah, you already said that one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Keep going, tough guy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Justice League number one.
That's a good one. That's number five. Hey. That is number five, and that was 326,000.
326,000.
Yeah, what else?
And this is all, like, North American comics, right?
Yes, that's right.
Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Not, like,
so it's not like
Hergé's,
Tintin,
or Asterix Obelix album
copies. Yeah.
330.
So this is the past 15-ish year. So
50, right? Yeah, anything that was released from 2000 on.
So... I don't want to cut into your whole interlude of romanticism here.
Yeah.
But I'm under the impression that a lot of it is going to be based on the new 52.
No.
You'd
no,
be wrong.
Because
number five. Okay.
Number five would be the biggest selling
in
new
fact,
52.
In fact, I think
that's only one.
Was that the biggest selling one?
Yeah. Okay. See, I didn't even know. I thought Batman or something like that would be bigger.
Hey, rookie.
Easy rookie. Yeah, yeah.
Easy rookie.
Hey, come on now. I don't know these things. I'm taking a guess. I'm taking an aggressive guess.
Get a song ready.
How about this? No, I'm going to take an actual precise guess now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Here we go.
There was a sub question in there, which was, is this one of them? It's a Spidey title, of course.
Okay.
Is
Which
it,
one?
The Learning to Crawl? The one with Doc Ock? The,
no. No.
Or the
Amazing Spider-Man number one.
That is number two.
Yeah. Wait, but am I close to that at all?
No.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Hell of a job on the engineering.
Yeah, you know what?
I came so close to number two, I feel.
Okay. Yeah. So,
hold on.
So
I've got one, two, and five.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And so I need three and four.
And 10 to 6.
Oh, okay. Can you give me a hint
okay.
on 3 and 4? They're okay. Marvels,
so three
and, obviously.
3 and 4 and it came out in 2006 and 2007 number 4.
Uh-huh.
Really, I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you.
Civil War.
Yes.
Hey,
oh, you are
wow.
good.
Yeah.
You are good.
Oh, yeah. I own a comic shop. Did you know that?
Yeah, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Number 3. Came out in 2012.
Now, of course I know this.
Do you want me to tell you the company? Will that help you?
Is it Image?
Yeah. It's Image.
Image.
Yeah.
Image.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I want to let Walt guess first.
No, you can guess.
No, but I want to hear one answer that's wrong first, so I can build off that.
2012,
yeah.
Saga.
No.
Hmm.
Oh,
wasn't that like last year?
I know.
You know
it's
what
number
it is.
100 yeah. of
yes, Walking Dead. Walking Dead.
Number
that's
100.
What I was going to guess. It's a Walking I didn't know the number,
okay,
but I would guess Walking Dead.
Because, though, of the multiple covers.
Right.
Right.
So now it's going to get harder.
I don't care
it's gonna
why.
Get much, much
it
more
will
difficult.
Get harder.
Yeah, much more difficult.
Honest,
yeah.
I promise, honey, it'll get harder.
I should say it's going to get more difficult.
I meant difficult. That's what I meant, too.
Yeah.
Harder.
It really does. Both.
You know what? Waiting and putting up with him for longer becomes more difficult.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Okay. We got to make this quick. So I'm going to say that.
Make it quick.
So,
I promise,
you know,
honey, this will be quick.
Four of the bottom five there are Marvels.
Four. Yeah. Well, I figured that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It came out from 2014, 2012, 2014, 2007. So, you know what?
This is tough.
The one I really surprised me.
Uh-huh.
The one really, really surprised me. And we've talked about this character a lot tonight.
Harley Quinn.
No. Marvel character.
Hey.
Who did we talk about Marvel? Deadpool.
No.
Number one.
No.
Wait.
Other Marvel. Hold on.
Spider-Man.
Okay. No.
Thor.
No.
Hulk.
Come on. No. What are we talking about? The animated series.
Green Lantern.
Animated series.
Huh?
Animated series.
Aunt May. Spider-Man.
Animated series.
Why don't you say so, for cripe's sakes? Animated series. Nick Fury.
You're killing me. Not Lego.
And
Lego.
By the way, to all the listeners
not
out there,
Lego.
I think
know,
half of our studio
you.
Audience is
can
left
tell me.
Now. Yeah.
Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, right, number one.
Rocket
that was
Raccoon.
My next guess.
Yeah, okay.
Rocket
Raccoon, number one.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other one you probably will know, it's a Batman comic.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Batman
number, it came out in 2005.
Uh-huh.
I want you to make a guess of which Batman title it is.
2005.
Yeah.
The Batman title.
Yeah.
Batman.
So almost 10 years ago.
Hold on, I'm going to guess.
Actually, 10 years ago.
Batman and Hush.
No.
I'm going to guess. No. Batman and Robin number one.
All-Star Batman and Robin number one.
Oh, yeah. Grant Morrison.
Yeah. So Batman, okay. All-Star Batman and Robin, The Boy Wonder, released 2005. That wasn't
Grant Morrison, sorry.
No, that was, I think it was that Frank
Grant
Miller?
Morrison was a Superman
yeah,
one. Yeah, I'm sorry. Frank Miller. Yeah, you're right.
Jim Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Do I get partial credit or do I get?
No, you get nothing. No.
But I said Batman and Robin number one. You didn't.
You were thinking
specific.
The same one.
All right, you're gonna have to help me out because I'm
okay.
dying
number,
here.
Number 10 was uh-huh. was the Death of Wolverine.
Oh right,
oh.
yeah.
274,000 copies.
Uh-huh.
Number 8 was Uncanny Avengers number one.
Right.
Just over 300,000.
One uh-huh. of the last Spider-Man.
No, there's no more Spider-Man.
No, the one where, when Doc Ock took over, like that
no.
last issue when you knew he was done. No.
No. I'm sorry. Captain America was the last one.
Which one, though?
Captain America, number 25.
Oh, the death of Captain America.
Yeah.
Right.
No. This is actually in 2007.
Yeah, that's the death of Captain
Sorry,
America.
Sorry, yes, it's death. Yes.
Pre-Civil War, right?
Pre-Civil War, yeah.
Well, or post-Civil War, when he died, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't like about that list.
What's wrong with that?
A lot of gimmicks.
Yeah, you're right.
You know
you're
what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
you're
like,
right.
Death of Captain, what's his Captain,
America.
Captain America, thank you.
Civil War.
No, what was the other one there?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, that with the multiple covers. What was the one up at number 9-10 there? The
Death of Wolverine.
Death of Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was just gimmicks, right?
Yeah,
it was, okay, the problem with gimmicks is you have to keep coming up
with more gimmicks. I agree.
That's why I hate it.
Killed comics in the 90s.
Right. So this is not a good thing.
Sorry, I thought that was interesting. But, you know, actually, more so than anything, I was really shocked of the Star Wars.
Now, what's the gap between number one and number two?
So, interestingly enough, so number one was almost a million, 985,000.
Yep.
Number two was 559,000.
Not bad.
So that's,
but that's
still
blown
pretty
out of
fair.
The water
that's still 400,000 comics more.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Right.
In that case,
but
because it's Star Wars number one, sorry, Walt, do you consider that a gimmick just because of the fact that Star Wars is so hot?
No!
Press, even though there's no actual gimmick to it, but it's just a fad right
Actually,
now.
I got a question for you.
It's a gimmick, though, in the sense that sales are driven up because of the variant structure.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I got a question for you. As I was researching this, and although I am knowledgeable of my Marvel history, I actually was surprised to hear this. They said, as I was reading this, this article said that Star Wars number one in the 1970s, mm-hmm. when it was released through Marvel Comics, mm-hmm. it helped Marvel out of bankruptcy.
Yeah, it sold a million copies or something like that.
I didn't know that.
It sold a million copies.
They were actually in bankruptcy?
They've been in bankruptcy many times.
Many times. They're like a Mickey Mouse operation forever, right?
And it's only really within the last 10 years.
They cashed in from Sony on that first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And then they realized, whoa, and then things started snowballing from there. Really?
There was a time when you could – all of us – I actually owned a couple of shares of Marvel stock at one mm-hmm. time. All of us could have bought it.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Wow. Because it was a publicly traded company.
Yep.
Because it was so down in the dumps that people were buying it up. There was a guy named Ron Perlman that owned it at the time, and he was a day trader, and he was penny stock.
Like the Ron Perlman?
No, different guy.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he was like a penny stock. Like, you know, you could buy it for almost next to nothing. You know, and think about it. Like when Marvel sold the rights to Spider-Man for $700,000 or something.
$3 million. Yeah, it was cheap.
It was pretty cheap mm-hmm. considering.
Yeah.
I mean, to think about it now.
They would love to have it back now.
Yeah. So anyways, you know what? I just thought that was an interesting little thing. Let's have a quick musical interlude if you don't mind there, Shexter.
Absolutely.
Call the roll. Call the roll. Call the roll of the Justice League of America.
Here!
Aquaman!
Here!
Wonder Woman!
Here!
Flash!
Here!
Metamorpho!
Here!
Plastic Man!
Here!
And Batman!
Here!
Yeah, here they come! Hey, look out, chum! It's the Justice League! The Justice League!
Superheroes all always on the ball! It's the Justice League! The Justice League!
Takes big trouble with a capital B! A super colossal calamity! A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe! To bring them all out swinging! And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing! Big trouble with a capital T! For any souped-up super enemy! On Earth or in space or land or sea, hey, do they put on a show? Anywhere the four winds blow, when they get the call, watch them go.
The Justice League, yeah, the Justice League, hold the Justice League.
Hey, I love that
too. That's an oldie but a goodie.
You know what? And famously recorded, of course, at the Baltimore YMCA. okay, where are we now?
We need to talk about some more comic. Actually, you know what? We should go back to industry news because that was
Chris,
kind of industry.
How far you want to go back?
Let's go back.
Way back. Right.
Way back machine. Listen, you got a sponsor there, Shexter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hot in through the Twit feed.
Twit feed.
Yeah, the Twit feed. This part of industry news, whatever part we're in now.
Sure.
Going back to it. Brought to you by Superhero Quizzes. What better way to upset your friends than to pretend you know more than them by presenting statistics?
That's very true. Mm. Very, very true. Mm-hmm. I'm quite a jerk sometimes. Listen,
jerk.
So, Walt, have you ever been to
Many times, Chris. Many times.
You don't know what I'm going to ask you.
No, go ahead.
Have you ever been seeing the moons of Osiris across the stars, Walt?
No, but I have been to sea.
Listen, have you ever been to San Diego Comic-Con?
No.
Me neither.
It's
funny how a couple of old veterans like this.
But if I can interject and defend
please.
My stance, it has been by choice.
Oh, do tell.
Well, in the 90s, I was very, very active going to U.S. cons. I would set up at all the U.S. cons, including New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, every year, all the major cons, and San Diego was always present there. But from what I heard from the other dealers, it wasn't a lucrative con for comic book dealers to go to.
Right.
And so when I factored in the cost, I decided not to go as a businessman.
Right.
And then it came down to, well, let's just go down as fanboys.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, well, I'm not that big a fanboy
yeah.
to go down and put up with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So,
I hear you. You know what? It's a lot of money
yeah.
to go down all the way down there. From
and there's not
are.
That many comics, which is why I would go. I don't want to go watch Hugh Jackman go over there and do an interview. Why would I want to do that?
Well, a lot of
why would I want to be the 400th guy in the back row going, huge, huge, you know, waving
yeah,
to
yeah,
him, right?
You're up,
you know, hold like, I don't want to do that.
You know what that minute was right there?
What?
You know, like that summary of that 1 minute was your video application to the Bitterman Society right there.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're yeah. right there.
So,
did you record it?
I did. We were recording.
Good. Oh, right. Yeah.
Now,
I get it now.
I have never been to the San Diego Con either because I just really couldn't.
Okay, why didn't you go?
Well, you know what? It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so is getting married.
That's true. I always figured that it would take me $1,000 to get there,
yeah.
and then I'd want to have another $5,000 or so to spend while I'm there.
Whoa!
Whoa okay,
well, you know,
whoa.
You know what?
On what?
Artwork and comics.
This
and
isn't Vegas where you go to the outskirts and find
you know,
a girl named Susie
get?
Or something.
Yeah.
Stuff
you know.
That's exclusive.
Susie Q.
Yeah. Especially
you get,
artists.
Okay, so you'd go for the artists,
yeah.
right?
Well,
but
yeah.
the same artists
artist
well, this is the thing.
Are at the other shows.
This is the thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I've never been, because, you know, you go to New York, you go to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, we've been to the New York show. We've been to the Chicago
yeah.
show.
Boston
show, the
you know,
Philly
Chicago
show.
And New York a couple times.
So
even,
why
like,
would
over and over,
East,
yeah.
East Coast or Eastern?
Okay.
I mean, West?
Eastern.
Here's the thing. People go to San Diego because it's now become a pop culture event. It's
oh.
no longer about the comics. And, you know, I remember hearing years ago,
hey.
There's a rumor that if you, you know, when you go to this San Diego Comic Con,
mm-hmm.
if you want to get away from the crowds,
yeah.
go to the comic section.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which we always champion, going
we
to
do,
the comic
we
section.
Do, yeah. We do yeah. champion that. However, there's still a lot of people that love to go there because they like to see the – it's the appeal of the new shows. Shows like Lost were premiered there. You know, there's new movies. There's announcements. It's a big toy fair kind of thing. So it's no longer about the comics.
And it hasn't been for probably, what, a decade and a half?
At least.
Since the movies started blowing out of proportion everywhere.
Probably 15
yeah.
years,
yeah.
really.
That actually is a decade and a half, by the way.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's a long time.
okay.
So did you say a decade and a half?
Yeah,
oh, it's a
potato.
Decade.
Woo!
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
anyways.
Yeah. So,
anyways.
I'm not interested.
Okay. But there are a lot of people that are.
Okay.
And if you are interested, tickets are going on sale this Saturday.
All right. Now, isn't the thing, though, down there, because San Diego has only got like 2 million people in it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't, their hotel, the way everything's set up
is terrible.
Yeah, they can't
yeah.
take more people. Too many people come down.
Right? That's right. Yeah. There's actually too many people, and the actual convention center, you know, I think there's they were for a while in talks about expanding it. I don't know if that's still
they
happening.
Actually are.
They are still
they're building
it.
An extension to it that's
yeah.
going to be ready in 2 years, I think.
And that's basically just for the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because
right.
it
yeah.
brings in such
right.
such a sheer amount of numbers.
I haven't heard for stay capacity.
Yeah.
The hotels are so overtaxed. People are renting out yachts in the
oh,
harbors.
That's right.
Like
yeah.
30
they're renting
yachts,
out their apartments.
Out
they're
there.
Renting out. It's like
yeah.
a cash cow for locals.
Totally.
I don't know if you I mean we're both Hamilton kids.
Yeah.
Remember the old days when the Ticats used to, you know, like
yeah.
yeah. I used to park cars
on
during
the
games
yep.
and stuff, right?
Yep.
And inhale
so,
the steel foundry smoke.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the best
yeah.
kind of smoke.
It's the, best kind.
Yeah.
it's the thickest kind. Yeah.
And so this is kind of like San Diego Comic-Con. It's where, you know, it the best time
yeah.
for a San Diegoan.
Yep.
That's what you call
San
them?
Diegoan.
San Diegoan.
Yep.
To leave town for the weekend
yeah,
or for
totally.
The week and rent out their apartment
funny, yeah.
is San Diego Comic Con.
Funny you should say that. I went to, I don't think our listeners know, but I went to the Olympics for a month for work-related
How'd
stuff.
How'd you do?
I came in third.
Wow, third.
Well, that's okay. You medaled.
Third in the beer drinking competition.
Yeah. You medaled.
Yeah.
That's the most important competition.
But you know what? Same thing happened. You know what? I remember talking to a lot of people, and they were saying all the locals in Whistler – for the Olympics, they actually left the area because
right,
they were making
right.
so much money by renting out their
sure,
condos and their houses
sure, yeah.
that it was like ridiculous. Like
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
talking like, you know, $8,000 for
yeah.
a month.
You can vacation and make money.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what
yeah.
they did. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, you'd ask people, are you staying for the Olympics? No, I'm getting the hell out of there kind of thing. So.
Right, right.
But anyways, if you do want to go, tickets do go on sale.
Let me ask you something. You're a learned, knowledgeable man in comic books.
Don't tell me. Oh, right. That's a nice thing. Sorry.
Yes, they are nice things.
Okay.
Does the San Diego Comic-Con still matter?
No, I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know what it does? I think it does in terms of gait and always hitting that consistent max capacity volume.
But the reason,
just to show that comic books are that much in demand.
But the reason why it got to that point was there was a certain time when it became the place for, you know, Hugh Jackman and for the cast of Lost to go and for the studios to make their announcements and for all that kind of stuff. Is that still?
I think it's New York now.
See, that's what I was asking you.
I think it's New York. I think San Diego doesn't hold that prestige that New York does now.
Yeah.
I think it's all about New York. I think now, granted, I think that because of the history that San Diego has, I think there's still a lot of things that are going to happen and premiere in San Diego.
Right.
However, because of the timing of San Diego and the timing of New York, I think it's perfect because they're a few months apart. So if you know, hey, we're not quite ready to announce it yet. We're going to announce it in New York instead of San Diego or vice versa. Right.
Right.
So
right.
New York has, I mean, it's usurped San Diego, right? Isn't it the biggest one in North America now?
But if you were to see San Diego dip down by 10,000 people year over year, you would say, wow, what happened? Why are there 10,000 people all of a sudden? I think that's the standard. That's the ruler. The fact that New York can have more people because their space allows it.
Right.
Because they're a bigger center. Yeah. It can surpass it. But I feel because San Diego is close to the hub in L.A., it's in California, as long as they keep capping out, people feel like this is something that it is pop culture at its finest.
Shecky's alluded to something. Biggest doesn't necessarily mean most important.
No, you're right.
Right. And so like a Cannes Film Festival, it's a small town, but it's still the most petite.
Prestigious.
Help me out here.
Prestigious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Film festival there is.
Yeah. And you're right. And I think also to add to what Shecky's saying, now that DC's moving out west to L.A., because that's where all the Warner Brothers studios are and everything like that.
From L.A. to New York. From New York.
Maybe now there might be more of a DC contingent at San Diego Con as opposed to New York.
Maybe even more overly rammed and hyped.
Overly rammed.
Which is, you know, only a good thing.
Overly rammed.
All right.
Yeah. That's what the case of beer's for.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, hit them hard.
Yeah. Overly rammed. Listen, you know what?
What else we got?
I don't know
We got time?
No, we got...
We got time.
Okay,
Come on.
We got 2 minutes. You know what? Very quickly, very, very quickly here.
Quick.
I want to talk about... we got to talk about Dreadstar or Alan Moore? Which one? Alan Moore is coming back to do a monthly series.
Yeah, with the Dreadstar. And what did you tell me that they're calling it the next most important comic? Like the next important comic?
What, Alan Moore or Dreadstar?
Alan Moore.
Okay, Alan, you mentioned Dreadstar.
Wait a minute.
Dreadstar.
I thought Alan Moore was doing Dreadstar.
No.
Oh, shows you how much I know about modern agriculture.
Okay, let's talk about
Alan Moore.
Alan Moore very quickly.
Yeah.
Alan Moore is launching a monthly title. Based on...
Called Dreadstar.
No!
Oh, I blew it again.
Providence. And it's based on reinventing the early works of H.P. Lovecraft, who created the Cthulhu series of novels.
And what are they calling it?
Providence.
Yeah, no. What are they calling it? The next important...
Oh, hold on. It says here, they're actually saying that... this is a sequential masterpiece that will serve as an important a call to the next generation of comic book writers, as Watchmen did 30 years ago.
Okay, this is what I got to say about that very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't like it one bit because Alan Moore, it can't be important if you're tapping into somebody else's creation.
It can't be important if you're telling me it's important.
No, but what I'm saying is tapping into Kafka, tapping into Poe, tapping into Lovecraft isn't important.
The only thing I agree, and very
quickly. It's creating your own that's important.
The only thing I'm going to say
adding.
I agree with what you're saying.
No, I don't know if you do.
However, let's not forget that Watchmen, he created Watchmen out of the Charlton characters.
Yeah, but no, okay, no.
It's
different.
Same. Okay.
It's the same, but it's different.
Go ahead.
All right. Listen, we're out of time anyway. Right. As always, I'm right and you're wrong. Comic Culture,
like
produced
that by
Shecky Feldstein, engineered by Chris Owen. We're listening on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio, podcasting at comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com. Go out, please, and support your local comic book shop.
Go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.